In a few hours, around 5 o'clock, if the weather stays clear, we'll be able to witness something that won't happen again until 2117. Venus will appear to cross the surface of the sun. It's popularly being called the Venus Transit. The Sugar Creek Astronomical Society will have two free viewing parties set up, one at Centerton Gamble Elementary School in Centerton and another near the entrance of Northwest Arkansas Community College. Jack McDaniel, the president of the Sugar Creek Astronomical Society, says today's phenomenon is something like an eclipse when the moon crosses the path between the sun and Earth. While Venus is larger than the moon, it's much further away and will appear much smaller during its six-hour cruise between the paths of the sun and Earth. It'll be a speck, really, but a very dramatic and rare speck. Mr. McDaniel with the Sugar Creek Astronomical Society says this phenomenon of Earth, the Sun, and Venus being more or less on a similar line in space occurs every 548 days. We just don't see this event, called an inferior conjunction, that often.
Turns out that the orbital plane of Venus and the orbital plane of the Earth tilt with respect to one another. They're not exactly parallel. In fact, that tilt is somewhere around 3.5 degrees. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is that given the distance of Venus, most of the time, Venus will not come between the Earth and the Sun during these inferior conjunctions.
That's because during most of these inferior conjunctions, Venus is a bit too high or too low to be between the Sun and Earth. But when the alignment is right, the transit can be seen, as long as the timing is right and you're somewhere where it takes place during daytime hours. Lucky observers in Eastern Asia and parts of Australia will see the entire 6.5-hour trip for Venus across the Sun. It starts here at about 5 and will last for us until nightfall. At the viewing parties, the Sugar Creek Astronomical Society will provide telescopes with solar filters. The filters are important because while you can watch the event take place with binoculars, you absolutely shouldn't.
You would burn your eyeballs, and because what you need is a solar filter, which is equivalent to a number 14 grade welder's glass. So we have solar filters for our telescopes. And so what you'll be able to see is you'll be able to see in safety, you will be able to see the sun's disk, and you will be able to see Venus as it enters the disk of the sun, and you'll be able to see it, you know, slowly progress. You know, I noticed in the paper this morning it said something, it referred to the disk as floating across the surface, I wouldn't call this a float. This is a very slow, imperceptible crawl because you won't be able to really see much movement except right at the beginning when the disk starts to enter the disk of the sun.
When Venus begins to slice across the path between the sun and the Earth, it will start to slowly appear as if it's dropping. When these viewable inferior conjunctions can be seen by Earthlings, they come in pairs, separated by 8 years. The last one was in 2004. The next coupling, 2117 and 2125. Jack McDaniel says the rarity of this event is part of the allure of today's viewing.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. I mean, it's one thing to sit and look at pictures and watch it later but on television, but to actually see it in person adds a whole new dimension to it. My analogy is with bird watching. If you're a bird watcher, would you rather watch the bird in its natural habitat, or would you just be satisfied with looking at it in a book?
The two viewing locations for this astronomical event extend a service that the Society usually conducts at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area several times each year when they hold star parties.
We begin with a lecture at 8 p.m. where we introduce people to the night sky, what they can see, and then how to find their way around it. And then when it gets dark enough to observe, then everybody goes outside and we spend the next 2 or 3 or 4 hours observing just about everything in the sky until people are so exhausted they go home.
The next star party at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area on Highway 12 near Rogers is July 21st. To observe safely tonight's Venus transit, you can go to either Centerton Gamble Elementary School in Centerton or Northwest Arkansas Community College near the entrance to the school. The Sugar Creek Astronomical Society will begin setting up around 4 at both locations. Venus should start getting in our view around 5. And if you'd like to hear more from my conversation with Jack McDaniel, including this...
You want me to tell you my favorite astronomy story?
I do indeed, yes. The story involves a Benton County deputy, some telescopes, and a very profound question. Just look for the audio extra with this story on today's rundown of the show at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.